Well, we're going to be building a roundabout. It's a modern roundabout is the term for it, at the intersection of Front Street and US 41 Bypass. It's been in the works for several years, and this summer we'll start construction.
And this is in the South Marquette, sort of as you head to Harvey, as you come in, and what is the bypass now is going to go through some major changes.
Yeah, we're that intersection. I mean, it's kind of an odd intersection that's there. It's a one of a kind, and we're going to convert that over to a more standard intersection, being a modern roundabout. They're used throughout the United States, and there's about 10 of them on state highways in Michigan. It should really change the configuration, make it a lot easier for drivers to be able to go through that intersection.
So the meeting is when and where?
Well, we're going to be meeting with the public on Thursday at the City Forum at Lakeview Arena at 7 o'clock. It'll be a meeting to discuss the construction of the project, when is it going to happen, and also give motorists or interested people some information on how do you drive a roundabout.
Now, one question that I have is, obviously this construction is going to be fairly major in there, so we're going to see some traffic reroutes and whatnot through there, correct?
Yeah, there's going to be some changes. If you drive US 41, if you're going to be on US 41 and stay on US 41, you'll drive straight through the project. We'll build some temporary lanes, and that traffic will always stay on US 41. If you're traveling downtown, there'll be about an 8 to 10 week period where we'll close Front Street. So if you're going downtown or coming out of downtown, you'll be rerouted to the Grove Street intersection.
Okay. So this is a roundabout. People hear roundabout and they think of a multitude of things. I know some people are very much for it, some are against it, but this is an evolution that MDOT has deemed that this is certainly something that is needed at that particular intersection.
Yeah, people have a lot of fears. They remember the like things in the movies, like Chevy Chase's vacation movies and stuff like that, where you get stuck in a roundabout, and they're not like that. They've been used all over the United States. Michigan has really gotten into building those. Like I said, there's 10 of them on state highways, so we're starting to get some good information on how well they can work. And we didn't come into this one lately. We did several studies on this intersection. We hired a national consultant who came up and said, this is the best intersection we can build at this location.
Now, you mentioned something a moment ago that I think is actually kind of interesting, that the intersection that currently exists there is kind of, it's a one of a kind.
Yeah, when that was built in the, you know, around the late 60s, that was pretty standard, that intersections, engineers sat down, built the best intersection they could for the location, and they all became one of a kind. That's good for people once they get to become familiar with it. So the local people handled them quite well. But if you're from out of town, that intersection can be quite confusing as to who yields to who. Roundabouts are becoming a standardized intersection that's used throughout the United States and throughout the world. Motorists from outside the area should be able to handle that intersection quite well. Local residents or the local people that drive here, once they become familiar with how to drive the roundabout, I think they'll find it real convenient.
Well, the key is that people got used to driving what is kind of now a design that isn't the norm, got used to it and are very familiar with it. It would seem to then say that that will happen with the roundabout.
I think it absolutely will. I think people that have concerns about making this change because they're real familiar to what lane they should be in, how do they get to where they typically go, they're going to have to rethink that a little bit. For the most part, you're going to stay in the same lanes you are right now. It's just how do you get in and out of the intersection might change a little bit. And that should come to people quite quickly.
Another project is in the works coming up in Harvey and Chocolate Township. Tell folks a little bit about what they can expect with that this summer as well.
Yeah, we have another project that's in Harvey along US 41 and M28. We've worked closely with the township, Chocolate Township, to come up with a really nice project to enhance some of the non-motorized trails. We'll be building a trail along M28 from the Chocolate River up to US 41. But probably more than that, we'll be building a new pedestrian tunnel under US 41 right at Fairbank Street, so in the north side of Harvey. And when we get completed with that, we'll be able to take the pedestrian bridge down that's at Silver Creek Road.
So the bridge that now exists that's been there for many years is going to be coming down because you'll have a tunnel under the highway.
Yeah, that is going to kind of switch it off a little bit. It's going to be more accessible to bicycles. It'll be accessible to handicapped persons to be able to cross US 41. But it also allows us to take the pedestrian bridge down. And since the light went in at Silver Creek about 20 years ago, it's kind of obstructed the view of the light. So it should really improve the safety of Silver Creek Road, plus make pedestrian movements a lot easier, bicycle movements a lot easier.
What is your estimated timeline on getting that one started?
That project actually starts in early May, but you probably won't see a lot of construction on the highway until June, at the time that they'll start building the tunnel. And when the tunnel goes in, there'll be some traffic disruptions.
I would imagine so, because you have to get underneath the highway, of course. But you'll be keeping people posted with that schedule as well. And I'm sure we'll probably chat with you guys a little bit more before we get into that project as well. The reason you are here this morning is to make sure people know that they take part in a meeting coming up on Thursday. And one thing we want to make sure that people know is that this is a pre-construction meeting, that this project is happening. This is not a public hearing or something on the idea of a roundabout. This is going in.
Yeah, the project is firmed up. It's we got a contractor on board. We're going to start work the first week of May. But what we want to do is get some more information out to let people know what the time schedules are for the construction, what the impacts are going to be to traffic, but also give information as to the how do you drive a roundabout. So there'll be some information on that.
And that is kind of a question, is how do you drive a roundabout? It could be, you tried to explain it, but it's better to show with, I'm sure, graphs and things like that. We can talk about it here for hours, but it's not that difficult. It's just going to be a little bit different, correct?
Yeah, one thing that's going to change, and all you really need to remember is that as you approach a roundabout, you need to yield to the traffic that's already in the roundabout. There's a lot of information out on the internet. MDOT has a major project site, and we're adding more information to it. You go out to our website, which is michigan.gov/MDOT, and click on projects, and you'll come up to a major website. You can follow through. You get to a major website specifically for the roundabout project, and they'll give you information. How do you drive a roundabout? It'll give you information on the project, this specific project, and some timelines. So there's a lot of information out there in addition to coming to the meeting on Thursday.
And the meeting, again, is when and where?
The meeting is April 15th. That's this Thursday. It's at the City Forum in Lakeview Arena. It starts at 7 o'clock. There'll be a brief presentation, and we'll provide some information, and then people can ask questions.